Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Well, the lighting ain't working because you still look dark.
I'm always going to look dark. The ambiance isn't for me.
I was just saying the lighting.
Lots of impact there.
You can give yourself some accent lighting so you don't look like a black knight.
I'd rather look like this. I don't care for them to actually see what I look like.
You're not a confidential informant on 2020.
Doesn't matter.
It's the emo rules.
Anyway, welcome to Minority Minds. We're going to keep this one real quick. Y'all know who we are. We're going to talk about the Batman. So first of all, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert, we're going to get Rapper Rob to add a spoiler warning to this part of the...
If they didn't see it, that's on them.
No, I mean, it's fair. Typically, you do a spoiler warning. Last warning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, the Batman.
You're being way too nice, bro.
Batman died.
We talked. Okay. So let's talk about it. So we were in the chat talking about the movie. What were your thoughts on it? Let's start with Chico. What were your thoughts on the movie? Did his trash
appear? You hear me, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It was good. I like it. I never said it was bad, so I don't know why you was trying to come for me earlier in the chat.
I was coming for you.
It was good. I liked it. I didn't like how the Riddler, it was portrayed a little too close to Heath Ledger's Joker. Like, I just had similar stuff to it. Don't give me that face. I see that face. Don't give me that face.
Who?
Basima.
You can't even see his face.
I can see his face. We're on video.
I can't hear my brightness maxed out.
Yeah, you like your light skin too, nigga.
No, I'm just saying I had proper lighting.
I don't want proper lighting. You could be you. I'm good.
All right. Anyway. Yeah, it with the little camera.
Like look at this.
I can't see that in the audio, man.
Can't barely see this man.
Who gives a fuck? They're not here to see me. Fuck.
All right.
You're in like a corner store. The lights on there. No, we're not gonna roast. I'm not gonna do that.
You're not roasting me.
All right.
You ain't even doing it at your own damn house.
Be right.
Let's talk about it. So sorry, Gil. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you can remember in The Dark Knight, where the Joker had like his own handheld camera in his own scenes, that was the same with the Riddler in this movie. So it kind of threw me off. Like, okay, he's trying to portray a darker Riddler. But that was the only thing I had against it. It was a little too long for me. Maybe like 10, 15 minutes could have been cut out.
Would that have really made the difference in a 3-hour movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it.
Shit, it was way more than that could have been cut out.
Like what?
For one, the fucking bike scene at the end. I was like, so they gonna follow each other? And then, like, I was like, bro, literally could have cut that.
I think they're gonna use that to lead into the next story. Based on Selina Kyle. And then they're also doing a DC or HBO Max series on GCPD, which I think is gonna be dope because it's Colin Farrell's Penguin is going to be in it. Mm. Like, they're going to further explain, like, you know, the Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, he did a good job, too.
Cobblepot. Yeah, he did a great job.
Fantastic. I feel like they could have just picked the fat guy to look like that to play Oswald Cobblepot. Like, did he really have to do 6 hours of makeup to be in there for like 3 minutes?
Nah, he kind of did his role though. He kind of gave you that feel, that mobster feel.
Yeah. But, you know, all British people can act their asses off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true. But no, I thought it was a great Batman Year 2 portrayal. That showed, a still developing, still learning, tech not advanced, Batman. I'm not sure how much, y'all read comics or whatever, but, I do, read, follow, a lot of the comics and, Year 1 Batman, Year 2 Batman, he took a lot of L's, Bane, and this is over the years, Bane, Deathstroke, beat the crap out of him. Bane actually beat him twice.
Mm-hmm.
He the mutant leader, and this is an older Batman, but he got jacked up, by the mutant leader, almost died. That was the plot of Batman Returns Part 1. Mm-hmm. He fought that dude in the mud. He got canes, So I don't think it's fair to expect a technologically or fully, we'll say, final form Batman. This is still like, early Batman. His tech isn't really, where it's at. Like, even when he had that wingsuit and he crashed,
mm-hmm.
he hit the piece of the subway and got punished,
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I was dying. Me and Kayla were the only one laughing in the theater when he dove down.
I was completely confused. I'm like, he's supposed to be Batman. Like, this is not very Batman-ish.
He got clipped.
That shit was hilarious.
This is not Batman behavior.
So Stefan wanted...
He wanted fully formed Batman.
Yeah.
He wanted a 35-year-old Batman.
Basically like Jack Bauer.
Right.
Batman suit.
I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying he shouldn't be getting hit with pipes to the head by regular dudes off the street.
No, but he was taking them hits, though.
Bro, he's like 20 years old. It's not supposed to happen. He literally was like 20 years old.
And he was getting he's trained. He's Batman. He's getting hit pipes in the head. He's 2 years into this.
Were you a master at garage doors your first year?
I wasn't getting hit in the
head. Didn't you take L's?
But the reason why he's so OP at the end is because all the L's he took early in his career.
You're saying basic Batman.
We remember when you couldn't make layups.
I thought he went and trained with the shadow.
The League of Shadows, yes.
But well, what happened with that? I'm sure they don't approve of pipes to the head.
just like I asked in the group chat, because you said it ruined the legacy of Batman. When Thanos beat the shit out of the Avengers in 2 movies, he beat them up for 2 movies, 6 hours. The first 3 minutes of Infinity War, Hulk got boxed out of being in the rest of the movie.
Batman stole Hulk and turned him into a human.
He started boxing him, and then Hulk said, "I'm good," for the rest of the movies.
So Batman got arrested. How does he get arrested? Batman's don't get arrested. Come on,
he gave himself up.
Yeah, he gave himself up, and then he got away.
It was a noir movie, bro. It was like, who's the detective?
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how he became a detective.
I personally loved it.
But I'm saying he tried sticking to the crime scene and to get and the police officer like, who's that? Oh, so, it's Batman. Like, come on.
Stefan wants Arkham Knight version of Batman, just swinging from gargoyles.
Yeah.
Taking Bamas out with no damage.
He couldn't even swing.
Bro, he was
That's what I think people are doing subliminally is comparing. Or they just have a different expectation. They want like a thriller.
It's people who have never seen a Matt Reeves movie.
He did a fantastic job, in my opinion, portraying Batman.
I think it was an amazing movie. I think the acting was amazing. I think everything was amazing of it. I just think he was the worst Batman.
How is he? No.
No.
George Clooney was the worst Batman. The one with the nipples.
He thinks he's not skilled.
The lowest skilled Batman ever.
Because he's the youngest version of Batman.
I think Robin could beat him.
Robin's like 6 years old right now.
At the circus.
I'm just saying.
His parents are still around.
You tripping.
You okay, let's jump back to the fact that he ain't got no wins. He saved nobody.
He did.
Everybody was meant to die.
He had to humanize him because like Tune said, he was about vengeance at first.
So you think the people in the stadium would have lived if Batman wasn't there when they flooded it? And those psychos were taking shots.
Okay. He did stop those guys from shooting.
They would have all died. Every single one of them.
He stopped the stadium mask.
The mayor would have been dead.
He stopped the stadium mask. He did stop that one. That's the only win, though.
Nah, the win is this.
And he killed a lot of people on that highway, too.
He was deflecting all bullets.
Huh?
Bat.
The win is his bat suit.
I like the bat suit.
Yeah, he didn't get hit
at all. The bat suit is cool.
Pretty cool. Pattinson, yeah. I think he did a great... I think he did a great job with Bruce Wayne also.
Yeah, because people expected just like a playboy thought.
Yeah, he did a really good job with that.
And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't that at all. I mean, he was just like, I got money. I'm just going to use this to fund being Batman.
Yeah, that's basically what he was doing.
And Alfred was like, look, bro, we got to make money.
I was a little disappointed. I thought we was going to get like a different version of Alfred. I was going to be a little bit more active.
He's going to be there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He got blown up. And that was it.
I was like, damn, you're going to blow up Alfred?
Yeah.
He let Alfred get blown up.
Come on, let him get blown up. Alfred, what is he going to stop Alfred?
No. Riddler was probably the top three villain. Just because he was a step ahead of everybody, literally the whole movie.
Riddler wrapped the...
The only thing he got wrong was he didn't correlate Bruce Wayne being Batman.
He didn't.
Because that's the one thing he got wrong.
He was going after the Waynes, and because Bruce was the only one left, he was going after him.
He did not.
But that note that blew up Alfred was not meant for Alfred. It was meant for Bruce.
And then
the letter was supposed to be to Batman.
But
because you notice how it was fireproof.
But he said, "I know who you are." And then when he went in there, he kind of said Bat. He kind of said Bruce.
That was a mystery.
Wayne looked at him.
That was a mystery.
I think he knew exactly who he was.
That's alluding to the fact that
you must not have read his face because literally, as he said, we almost got him. He realized he didn't know who he was.
Right.
Okay. I don't know.
That was the huge part of the movie.
Eventually, he will know that Bruce Wayne is Batman, but right now he doesn't. Because even the villains are in their infancy. Like when they showed the Joker, he's probably not the Joker yet.
No,
he's like, you know, he's.
But there's never been a definitive origin story for the Joker.
Right.
It changes all the time.
Well, he fell in the vat.
Yeah, fell in the vat. Yeah.
He got scars.
So wait a minute. Am I the only person that think he took mad L's?
Yeah.
He did take a lot of L's. He was just a step behind.
I mean, what was the L's? He was just getting hit. That was it.
People.
He let everybody. I mean, he got Falcone
killed.
He didn't let everybody get murdered. And then he killed a lot of people.
Falcone probably would have died. Falcone was dead either way.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about
the choice? Only one, like Falcone was dead either way. The accountant, whatever he was at the church, he was dead.
Oh, like, he was a part of Colston. I think he was a prosecutor or something like that.
Yeah, Colston. You know, he was done. He was done. Like he's going.
And Gail, I don't know if he wasn't in the same vein as the Joker because he was a little too serious. He was like a Zodiac killer or some shit.
Yeah, they clearly took inspiration from that.
Batman's interrogations were trash. He's only turning people upside down, slapping them.
Yeah, at age 35, not 22.
All right, so he's a baby Batman then. He's Teen Titan.
That's like year two. What the fuck?
He's still starting up. He was walking around with his bat suit in his backpack.
Exactly.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was a bat cycle.
He's expecting. He's trolling. He's trolling. It's like expecting baby Goku to beat Frieza.
Right. Exactly.
Goku smash. Because you can't, like, let him grow into it. See, I think that's people just kind of idealize superheroes. And that's why I think his movie was brilliant, because he showed a more grounded version.
That man never beaten Superman. I'm okay, yeah.
I'm just going to ignore that, because that's...
Clearly he did.
So you think that Batman could be Superman?
No.
Ever?
He's not ready yet.
That's not the point.
Right, that is the point.
And 50-year-old Batman be Superman?
Yeah, 50-year-old, but maybe not that experience. Not what I saw. He needed to go in the huddle to get his game together.
But just like I said.
So can 22-year-old Stefan be 34-year-old Stefan?
Yeah, I got to. I'm not Batman.
I'm just asking.
But you're still getting better at your craft.
But where he started, though, pipes to the head.
I don't know if you're... Did you ever watch the Batman Year One animated film?
I did.
And what did you see?
He was taking nothing but L's in the Year One.
He took one good L.
He took a bunch of L's.
He took one good L. And he didn't have a full bat suit. He was throwing a little rope around with the hook.
Yeah, because the first time he popped up on the criminals, they weren't even scared.
They're like, what the fuck is going on?
They were like, who is this man?
I thought the film was amazing, though. Don't get me wrong. I like how they played, like, they had the shadows, and I'm not sure if he's there or he's not.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of very deep storytelling elements, like the fact that they showed Riddler looking through the binoculars, and then they cut to Batman, you know, looking through the binoculars. You know, Batman stepping out of the shadows the same way Riddler, you know, came out the shadows.
Yeah.
To, you know, get the kill. And then, you know, they kind of culminated with basically the Riddler seeing Batman as a partner, not an adversary. Mm. And that's when Batman was like,
nah, homie.
I can't be doing this.
This dude's out here tripping.
And that's when Riddler is like, you know, hey, Joker, want to be friends? You know?
Yeah, right. He changed the whole thing up a little bit.
So, I mean, there are rumors that they're going to do Mr. Freeze in the next Pattinson film, because apparently he signed up for 3 movies.
He'll get frozen.
Honestly, I would want to see Clayface.
That would be hard to do in live action, but it would be amazing.
It's a budget. They got it. But then again, it is DC. They can fuck up a cup of coffee.
Nah, I'd rather see Mr. Freeze, because the way Arnold did that was horrible.
I loved Arnold's Mr. Freeze. It was excitingly bad. I was like,
that's when it was like really campy. I'm like, oh man.
Same way with Jim Carrey's Riddler.
I hated Jim Carrey's Riddler.
I don't like Jim Carrey's actor personally. I don't like the overriding.
I do have one thing, and this probably I probably overthought it at the time. I wasn't in love with Selena Kyle's character.
Why?
I thought she was too emotional.
Her girlfriend got kidnapped and killed. Should she just be like,
oh well.
No, well, but I just thought I feel like that character isn't that emotional in place, but I understand that she's also young and she's just starting out also, so it's just a whole different thing. I'm not saying that I hated it. I didn't hate it. It just was just weird to me. I don't think she was on the screen. She had enough screen time.
I think she did a great job.
Yeah, she did amazing.
I mean, I like how they integrated the Iceberg Lounge. They can go back to that. Falcone.
That was an interesting.
Yeah, did they add that twist for the movie?
What twist?
Him, or was that in the comics where he's the dad of?
That is there is a comic arc where Kyle goes to Europe to find out, you know, if he's her dad, and she finds out that he is.
Oh,
okay. So yeah, no, that is comic accurate, or that has happened in the comics. But yeah, I mean, that was funny with, I mean, the whole gang wars, because now Penguin's going to rise to power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of take over Gotham.
Are we going to talk about the chasing and the Batmobile?
It was
he killed so many people. It was awesome. That goes back to Els again. I mean, he killed a lot of people
on the highway.
And then let him go.
I love cinematography. That chase scene was beautiful.
That's Batman's biggest flaw.
I mean, he was fucking shit up in the beginning. He was breaking their necks and faces in the very start of the movie.
When he took whatever the green shit was.
He punched him like the steroids.
Yeah, it just went crazy.
That was the same venom that
that Bane
used. It's probably a variant of what Bane uses. Because you see how he almost killed the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was beating the shit out of him.
He almost killed him. Like he was wailing on him, and then he was like, "Oh yeah, I can't use this no more." Because he got up and started.
Batman taking steroids now.
Hitting him with mean nasty hooks.
Batman turning to Vin Diesel with the crowbar. Start beating on people. But
he's doing down pretty good too.
So what was your favorite scene?
I like the detective elements. So like solving the puzzles. So when he was, on the crime scene and he found a small thing of blood near the carpet tool and in the report, the CSI saw it afterwards. Was like, oh yeah, I should take a picture of this. So, I mean, I like that aspect because I don't think enough people get into the detective, element. And that, that'll probably come back. I think because Riddler sees himself as an intellectual equal or superior to Batman, but he sees Batman as someone that at least can challenge him. So,
yeah.
I mean, in this one, he was just straight killer. I mean, Riddler was actually terrifying.
That's what I said. I was like, yo, this dude is like, I mean, it's like literally he goes to jail knowing he's going to jail, has the bomb set up, floods the city. And I'm just like, yo, like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, when he showed up in Coulson's truck, after, he got in the truck, and then he just see him pull the duct tape out, I was like, oh, it's over for you.
shit's over, big dog. You're going to have to take that L.
Anything else to talk about with the movie?
So
where does it rank?
That's what I was about to ask.
As far as Batman films. I think it's up there with Dark Knight, but Batman is my favorite superhero, so that's why I'm passionate.
I'll give it number two. The Dark Knight's one, of course, then the Batman's two. Maybe Dark Rises three, and the rest is like.
I did not like Dark Knight Rises. Was not doing it for me.
Why you don't like that? Because Bane wasn't tall enough.
The Bane twist was pretty bad.
It wasn't
Talia. That was good up until then.
I just like because he broke his back. I was laughing so hard when he showed that.
Like, oh, yeah, the worst things, dude.
What?
I put it at four. I think Christian Bale's are better than that one, but he's definitely better than all Affleck's.
You see how he just is ranking the Batmans themselves and not the movies?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, though. That's not what I'm saying.
You didn't tell you nothing about the movie. You just said the actor that played Batman.
I'm not, though. Okay. The first one, Ra's al Ghul, was one of the best ones.
Is it Ra's or Ra's?
Whatever his name is.
It depends who you ask.
I didn't really like Batman Begins. I didn't like that one. So
that's I like Batman Begins.
It was too slow.
I did like it.
And then we had, after that, was what was that?
Affleck was all right. He just.
I think the different actors showcased the different sides of Batman.
I think the worst one is still the Clooney one. That was bad.
Affleck was actually a good Batman.
Yeah, he was good.
He was a good Batman, but he was
got Jack too.
No, he wasn't.
In the last 20 years,
worse than Val Kilmer.
Yeah, all of us are all with trash.
No. The very first one with Michael Keaton was fire. The second one was better. both the Michael Keaton joints was big fire. He did a hell of a job.
Yeah, Mike Keaton did a good job. Who's that guy? What's that guy's name again?
It was Val Kilmer and George Clooney, and then
Clooney was terrible.
Yeah, he just, it's like he acted like George Clooney, not Bruce Wayne.
It's like he didn't want to take the role seriously.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, I'm getting paid, so I'll just do this."
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's like top five.
Yeah, I can give it top five for sure.
Yeah, top five, what, Batman movies?
Yeah,
there weren't that many.
There weren't that many. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean? It's been like three trilogies,
right? You're
saying top five out of eight to me is still pretty bad.
No,
we'll say okay.
I'm lumping in even the animated movies.
Ooh.
Oh no! You can't do that. You can't do that. No.
It's a Batman movie. What the fuck?
Animated movie is a whole.
Because if we're doing that, the Mask of the Phantasm
is the best one.
Is number one.
Not Red Hood.
That's what they need to make a live action version
under,
of.
Under the Red Hood
is one.
Red Hood is top five.
Even the Batman Beyond movie.
That's in my top five also. My top five is probably only two live action movies.
Return of the Joker. Yeah, Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
I don't know. Have y'all been watching the ones on HBO Max? All them recent ones?
That's like Justice League though, but
Hush was good as fuck.
Hush was good, Hush was good. Then also, Batman Returns Part 1 and 2. Well, both of those were amazing.
Yeah, I just lumped them in the one, just like the long Halloween.
That movie was good too.
I tried watching that. I fell asleep in the first one.
If there's no action, you just don't like it.
I was tired. Come on, bro. So
that's everybody's excuse. Well, stay up then, boy.
I took a nap before I went to go see Dark Batman because I already know how my body responds. And I closed my eyes for like a good 20 seconds.
It happened to me too. I'm sitting there. It's like five people in the theater.
Explosion.
It was like nod, and I popped right back up. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, someone was snoring. I was like, yo, look back. They stopped snoring. Like,
Yeah, it's like if I had known you was going to see it at 6 o'clock, I would have went to go see it at 3 o'clock.
But facts. I mean, I just couldn't do the 7, bro. It was just like I was fading. I felt the fade because I did a workout with the boys. So okay. I was like, if I do 7, I'm asleep at like by like 8.
Bro, right, I got home.
It's going to be good.
By the time it took me like 12 minutes to fall asleep. Like I got home and it was over. But yeah, I'm really, at this point more excited for, and I love Batman, but X-Men, I can't wait for them to start to reveal the X-Men.
We got like 2 years before we get a proper X-Men movie. We got all these cameos.
So I can't wait. So
honestly, I can't wait till the Doctor Strange movie comes out, because
that's going to start everything.
Well, Loki already started it.
Yeah, I want Loki 2 to come out. I want Loki second season to come out. That's what I want.
Loki was very good. Owen Wilson was fantastic. Owen Wilson, right? Yeah. I always get them confused.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. Well, yeah, they both got weird noses.
Owen Wilson. It's Owen.
I think I'm skeptical of Thor Love and Thunder.
Me too.
I'm like, well, I don't know what it's going to be. Great. But fucking.
I thought we're pretty good.
No, was it Dark World? No, Dark World?
Dark World was trash.
I think it was Dark World that
was. But it was weirdly important.
Yeah, definitely important. I mean, all the movies have had their importance.
Yeah, Ragnarok was one of the best movies.
I really liked Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was amazing.
I actually want them to do another Hulk standalone, but they have issues with, licensing and all that stuff.
Oh, that's what's going on?
Yeah.
Was he DC or something? What's going on with him?
No.
Lionsgate or something.
Yeah. So, like, that. That's why they haven't done. They can have Hulk in, like, movies with other heroes, but they can't have a Hulk standalone.
So, basically, what they did with Hulk was they did, like, a story arc between the movies of Hulk.
Yeah.
Just so they can keep him relevant to it until they figure out what's going on with the right with the licensing and stuff.
Mark Ruffalo is a fantastic Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
I didn't really like Edward Norton. He wasn't convincing.
Was the best. Was I think Hulk, the story, though. The movie was great though.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a guy that would be smart.
Especially if that the makes one any sense. Abomination.
Yeah.
Animation was amazing too.
He's going to be on. He's going to be on. She-Hulk.
Oh, who?
Abomination.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Then we got X-Men 91 coming out.
97.
97. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I can't wait for that. And then we got.
I'm actually mad about how that ended. Like the original.
I don't even watch the last. I don't watch the last two episodes just because of that. It pisses me off.
Lalandra came.
Yeah, just took him out.
Took Xavier. And then they were like,
foreign world. Like,
yeah, because he got gravely injured. So they had to take him to heal. And then that was the end of the show. So,
yeah, they make no sense.
I mean, so, if you have you ever watched any of the documentaries of the show?
Yeah.
Because they fucked it up all the way. I'm surprised that none of the episodes were in order.
And they got a different studio to do the animation.
Yeah.
And it was like me drawing it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was like it's so bad, but the stories were so good. It's like
And a lot of people didn't like the Savage Land plot, which
I hated it.
Which I was fine with.
One of my favorites.
I mean the House of M. Like stuff, like the Magneto storylines are all the best.
Yes.
Phoenix Saga, that was cool too. And then Apocalypse was shit.
Which Apocalypse? Because I like the Apocalypse arc where he went when he took over time.
Oh yeah, with Bishop. Bishop and Cable in the storyline.
That was one of the best.
I just liked how Apocalypse talked. Like, he talked with authority. Like, he always came in there like, time to die, infidels.
I'm like, bro, why is he talking like that? But he was never scared. Never back then. He said, do what you feel, for I have no fear. And then fucking shoots at him and shit.
Apocalypse was great. And then he would get big. And then just turn his hand into a handbill and smash somebody. And Rogue would always be the one to take it. Like, Rogue would fly up like she's about to do something. And even
oh my God, that shit used to be hilarious.
I'm really hyped about X-Men 97 because they're going to do, new animation and continue right from that storyline.
Yeah, apparently they're going to Yeah, they got the whole original cast, right?
Yeah.
When is when it come out?
Next year, probably.
Yeah, I think next year. So my free Disney Plus will be expired by then.
Oh, you big blown.
I'll just cancel Verizon and change my name and start over.
Easy well, on wax now. Who the hell is Felix McKenzie?
So you had Disney Plus?
Yeah. So just tell the pastor, Sergeant.
No. I'm charging now. Cause I'm not about to pay for all the streaming services and ain't nobody kicking in.
I got HBO. Nobody got to pay for HBO.
I got HBO also.
Yeah, what services do you have?
You can cut it off.
Disney Plus. I got the bundle with it, and I'm getting ready to cancel Netflix.
I said you can't have too many people on Netflix.
That's just $20, bro.
Because you load up Netflix and then you see what other people are watching, you start to question people's decisions.
Bro, I went 6 months without watching Netflix. I'm like, what am I paying for this for?
We don't have Netflix. We Michelle's mom. We use hers.
Yeah.
See, us broke niggas spending all the money on streaming servers. The people with money out here just getting free. That's bullshit.
Actually, I don't pay for a single streaming service, but I don't have Hulu. Damn. I don't have any streaming. I mean, I have HBO Max, but that comes with my phone. But I don't pay for anything. Like, I'm not gonna pay for a streaming service. Like, nah.
I got HBO and I got Spotify, and I share heavily.
I miss the days when you could have Netflix and have 78 people on one account.
Well, y'all the reason why this shit costs so much now.
Yeah, because didn't they say like, oh, if you want 4K, it's this price. If you want this many simultaneous streams, you got to pay more. That's how they get you. They'll put money in the white man's pockets.
Man, everything.
Nobody.
All that shit going to the white man. Let's be clear.
No, so they got good networks, though. They're making good content. I can't even be mad.
Is Netflix really making good content? Yeah. All they got is like documentaries about people scamming people and people dying.
I mean, they're getting exclusive deals, but I mean, a lot like HBO is really
giving HBO is the best HBO one.
That's the one. HBO is really
they got the best stuff, yeah.
Because they also HBO also has like the syndicated shows like Martin, right. And you know, they did have Cosby before.
They have
William Cosby. He's gone already.
You know, I think they have a different world on there. And then, you know, all the Marvel, you know, DC stuff, rather. So it's nice.
I heard a rumor that if DC's next slate of movies fail, they might end up selling it to Marvel.
Damn.
That'd be fucking crazy.
I don't know, man. Because they still have, I mean, they still have the market cornered for animated films.
They do.
DC's, yeah. Like, aside from Injustice, which came out over the last few months, DC has not had a miss animated movie.
Yeah, animated movies are like, amazing.
Maybe they need to hire the animated movie writers to do the live action movies, because
they do.
Have you seen Apocalypse War?
Yes,
that was great.
That was one of the most savage beginnings of a movie I've ever seen in my life.
That movie,
I was like, yo, who's left?
Like, Darkseid had the Tebow. He's like, oh, they think they're gonna come through. Bet.
He's like, bet, I got this.
And then they had. It was funny because the line before they started getting slaughtered, Cyborg was like, booyah, like we made it. We about to get them. And they just cut to...
Man, to slaughter. And then at the end, after they beat Darkseid, and they were all like standing at the sun, standing, and it was all fucked up. I was like, yo, where did they go from this?
At the beach?
Yeah. Did we actually win? No.
Yeah, at the beach, because like Wonder Woman had like horse legs, so it was like they like really fucked up Wonder Woman, right? I forgot what they did to her. They like gave her like a bionic arm or something.
Yeah, they like all of them, Hawkman and all of them. And then, I was like, yo, like, how did it end the movie like this?
Superman had kryptonite in his body.
Mm-hmm. Had a beard. Fucking Damon Wayne fucking killed himself.
No, he didn't. Oh wait, he didn't really kill himself. He jumped in front of the thing.
Yeah, he killed himself. He don't even like his dad for real.
Yeah, he does. How many of us would have been Constantine?
Me.
When your girl's like, run. Okay.
I want to get the fuck out of there.
That man opened the portal. He did the one look back.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, so dead. I was like, yo, that is too funny.
But that's very John Constantine. Like, yeah, this is an L, so let me go on and get up out of here.
Then proceeded to go drink at every bar in the world.
And then, you know, Lex was very lax, like, shit, I was on the wrong side type of speech.
The best part of that joint, though, was fucking Batman being his right hand man, dark side of the right hand man. I was like, yo,
getting some wins.
Oh,
I mean, dark side always had respect for Batman because remember, one movie, I forget what movie it was, I think it was the one with Kara.
No, even Darkseid. On Justice League Unlimited, when he shot the Omega beam at Batman and he dodged it. He's like, you're the first person to ever do that.
Then the same thing happened in that animated film.
Did it? Which one?
The one with Kara. I forget what it was called. But Darkseid said to Batman, like, I like you because you'll do whatever it takes to win, even if it sacrifices your own people.
I mean, definitely was fucked up on Doom when he had like a plan to kill everybody.
It worked out, right? Did he get hit in the fight?
I'm sorry. I'll keep the
This man is such a troll.
But the man had a plan to kill all his teammates. Vegeta interrogated him about it.
But nobody talked about him.
Who?
Vegeta.
Now he got some wins.
Who?
He got a win. Now. No wins.
Vegeta beat Captain Ginyu for 30 years.
Vegeta?
His only win came against Captain Ginyu.
Ash Ketchum been taking L since he was a kid. He finally won.
Ash Ketchum been 5 years old.
No, he finally won.
Hey, no.
Pokemon tournament.
Pokemon's a fucked up show.
He finally won a Pokemon tournament. But he had never won.
But the whole premise of the show is fucked up. I'm going to send my 12-year-old son into the world to go catch monsters with a book bag.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't do it?
Fuck no.
I would.
He almost didn't make it out of town. He almost died.
I would do it because Pikachu will save me.
Yeah, Pikachu didn't even like him.
That was in the beginning.
That was a hostile relationship. Because Pikachu know if he was being mean or he was cooperating, he'd be in the bowl. So he's like, "I love you."
No, he tried to catch him and he broke out.
I know.
And he couldn't keep him in there. He kept breaking out.
No, she sent her 12-year-old son. He ain't even a teenager yet. Into the world with a book bag. And said, "Go catch monsters, nigga." What about school?
The world was his education.
I went back and watched it like a few years ago, and that's when I was like, yo, this is fucked up. And then you had the pedophile, the rapist, what was his name? Brock?
Brock was a problem.
This is very problematic.
How is your pedo? He was a year older than that.
Was it a year? I thought he was way older.
Yeah, I swear he was way older.
Brock could kind of go.
Nigga creeped on every girl he saw.
And he was a thot, too.
He was a whole gym master.
Exactly. He's like a disquieted guy. I'm going with y'all. Like, what? So who's going to run your gym?
He was a whole gym master. He was dropped out.
He went from being kind of powerful to being trash. Like, had like this the fucking one of the scariest joints that his ass was big trash.
Gonna go ahead and wrap this thing up.
Yep. Gotta go anyway, gotta go get the truck.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. This is the Minority Minds. And we out. Peace.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.